英语 PK 台一起学起来，朋友们下午好，欢迎收听北京晚一广播 FM92.3 正在播出的轻松学英语，英语 PK 台，我是主持人晶晶，欢迎大家收听今天的周一读美文，欢迎我们的嘉宾 Julie 老师。
Hello everyone, good afternoon. I hope that you guys are enjoying the nice warm weather, just like me. I'm sitting here in my summer dress. Seriously, it's so warm outside.
春天来了，天气渐暖。
Mm-hmm.
今天给大家带来一个很有春天感觉的故事，一个 love story.
Yeah, it's springtime, so like in spring, we all know that we all kind of fall in love with someone, something, doing something new. Can be a love in many ways, right? So yeah, today's story is definitely a very romantic love story.
今天这个故事呢有些浪漫啊，但是这个故事最重要的是要献给即将到来的 International Women's Day, 三八国际妇女节。现在呢有很多说法也叫做三八女人节、女神节、女生节。
Yeah, just Women's Day, I would say. Like, yeah, that's what is the most known, like to people, I think. In International Women's Day, we celebrate womanhood.
这个故事背后呢还是要提炼出一些对于女性的看法和观点。虽然说它表面上呢是一个比较浪漫的爱情故事，但是这其中呢还是有一些内涵要献给 International Women's Day 的。
Yeah, this story we dedicate to International Women's Day. Why? Because it's a story about a woman who was not interested in a superficial kind of love, a love that was only existing because she was good looking. No, she wanted to have a guy who loved her, for who she was, and would also love her if she would be plain or even ugly.
文章的名字叫做 Appointment with Love, 父爱之约或者是爱的约会。作者呢也为大家介绍一下，叫做
Sulamith Ish Kishore.
他是一位 American writer, 美国作家，但是他出生在英国的伦敦。他家呢其实都是文学家庭，他的父亲呢是 Jewish children's literature, 是犹太儿童文学的著名作家。她姐姐呢也是犹太儿童文学的先驱作家。
Yeah, and I guess her name is therefore also Jewish, 犹太人。
是。She began writing at age 5 and have several of her poems printed in British publications by the Times. 五岁的时候呢这位作家就开始写作了。
Wow, that's really a natural talent.
很天才。到了十岁的时候呢她的几首诗歌已经在英国的出版物上印刷了。
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so she started writing poems, writing stories, and yeah, obviously she got very famous.
专业以写作为生的人啊，学习语言和历史，写作很广泛，而且呢也在几本杂志上发表，包括像《纽约客》啊、《星期六评论》和《读者文摘》这样的一些大型的刊物上。这篇文章是他非常著名的一篇作品，是一个长篇的通信故事啊，也可以说是一个小短篇吧，叫做《Appointment with Love》。父爱的约会，这个情节描写的故事啊，其实生活中很常见的，尤其是现在这个网络时代。
Yeah, in today's internet world, we don't really like have this kind of stories happening anymore. I mean, it could be over email or over WeChat that people like before they meet, they actually have a lot of conversations over WeChat or email, but they never met in person. However,WeChat and email, they all kind of enable to see right away the face of the person you send an email to, right? Uh-huh. And if it's not on someone's WeChat profile, then you can always go on LinkedIn or on like some other social media to find out their identity.
他写的这个故事呢，虽然说是是人写信人之间的一种关系，但是现在这个网络时代呀，大家很多人都是在网上就认识了，但是并不见得现实生活中见过面。
Yeah.
是吧？这个故事其实它的核心就是一个关于见面的故事。话说呢，一位年轻的军官啊 ，young officer， 在纽约的中央车站等待呢素未谋面的梦中人。
Yeah, he is waiting on the central station to like for his pen pal, so to say.
哎，对，这个名字好，叫笔友 pen pal.
I wonder who of you has ever had a pen pal. I had one. When I was a kid, I had a pen pal, but I really wonder if people nowadays still do that. A pen pal, I don't know if you all are familiar with that, is like someone who is not like in your neighborhood. So you write that person letters and that person writes you letters back. And that's how you have a conversation.
对，以前呢，你看，比如说哪个小学和国外的哪个小学建立了什么友谊学校。
Exactly. Yeah.
然后呢，就有互相有两个国家的小伙伴们就要通过书信的方式来彼此交流啊，了解各自的文化和生活。
I liked it very much. I was writing letters to someone in India, I remember. And that was great because I got a letter from India and that was also, whoa, so mysterious, right? And like, you learn something from another culture. It's very valuable.
收信的心情是非常激动了。哎，万一呢，你遇到的一个笔友跟你还挺聊得来，还挺谈得来，哎，那这种关系自然是更好了，成为这个精神的朋友。一本流浪的书呢，让故事中的这两位主人公是意外的结识了，很意外。从此以后呢，就开始了13个月的书信往来。
Yeah, so they met in a very unconventional way. This lieutenant, Mr. Blandford, he was in the library and he found this book and like he just opened it and then he saw all kinds of notes written on the pages of the book. And at first he was like, oh, who writes in books? That's such a bad habit. But then he was reading the notes and he was really struck by the notes. He was really thinking, wow, this person really understood the text and is really intelligent. I would love to find out who this person is.
有的时候啊，你觉得那个跟你合得来的人啊，或者是很多志趣相投的人，哎，他就是突然间出现的。
Yeah, it's always coincidental that you meet them.
就像这个故事当中诉说的那样，一本流浪的书呢，让他们意外的结识了，然后他们就开始真诚的写信、回信、倾诉、交流等等等等，然后就成了精神的伙伴和朋友。终于有一天呢，他们约定要见面了，就是现在很多网友约定要见面一样。那见面的情景会怎样呢？他们约好了，就是说这个女孩呢身上要佩戴一朵玫瑰花。
Yeah, she says, you can recognize me by the rose I will wear on my jacket.
然后戏剧性的场景就出现了。接下来连接来了三位戴着玫瑰的女性。如约而至。
Suddenly there are like three women wearing a rose on their jacket.
这个年轻的军官稍微就有点内心就开始挣扎了。到底谁是他理想和现实中都能够。
Who is it?
对啊，都能够接纳的这位真正的霍里斯梅内尔呢。好，和大家一起来阅读今天的这篇美文。Appointment with love.
Appointment with love by Sulamith Ish Kishore. 6 minutes to six, said the clock over the information booth in New York's Grand Central Station. The tall young army officer lifted his sunburnt face and narrowed his eyes to note the exact time. His heart was pounding with a beat that choked him. In 6 minutes, he would see the woman who had filled such a special place in his life for the past 18 months, the woman he had never seen, yet whose words had sustained him unfailingly. He was going to hear her voice now. 4 minutes to six. A girl passed closer to him, and Lieutenant Branford started. She was wearing a flower, but it was not the little red rose they had agreed upon. Besides, this girl was only about 18, and Hollis Maynell had told him she was 30. What of it? He had answered. I'm 32. He was 29.
6 minutes to six, said the clock over the information booth in New York's Grand Central Station.
差六分到六点。这第一句还挺押韵的。6 minutes to six.
Yeah, so in 6 minutes from now, it will be 6 o'clock. That's what 6 minutes to six means.
在英文当中说时间的话，如果说是半点以后，我们通常是说还有多长时间到下一个终点。
Exactly, exactly. Like, for example, when it's 10 minutes past 5:30, you can say it's 5:40, or you can say it's 20 minutes to 6.
如果说是 时间是在半点以前的话，我们就直接说这个钟点还有几分钟几分钟。比如说现在是2点11分，那么我们就说是 11 past 2.
Yeah, 11 past 2 or 2:11.
我们就不说 49 to 3.
No, that's weird.
我们就不这么说啊，记得一个半点前和半点后的说法。现在的时间呢是5点54分。先把时间地点写出来啊，明明白白的拎出了。Set the clock, 啊，钟呢是怎么说的 ?Over the information booth. Information booth, 如果你不知道是什么的话没关系。你看下面后面的大地点是在哪里 ?New York's Grand Central Station, 啊，经典的纽约中央车站。
Yeah, so what does every Grand Central Station need to have to, like, make people know where they have to go? An information booth. It's like a 服务台。
哎，对了，服务台或者是咨询处，在什么火车站啊、机场啊、mm-hmm. 啊，都设有这样的旅客的问讯处。Information booth. Booth 是一个小亭子。
Yeah, booth is always like a small...area with like a counter in it, so people like it's like a reception desk, so to say.
就一个小房间，像我们知道的电话亭 telephone booth,、
mm-hmm.
就是这个词 booth, B-O-O-T-H. 好了，纽约中央车站的咨询处上方的时钟指向了5点54分。
The tall young army officer lifted his sunburned face.And narrowed his eyes to note the exact time.
男主人公出现了。The tall, 啊，是高大的。Young, 年轻的。Army officer, 是一位什么陆军的军官。Lifted, 什么是叫举起了抬起了他的那张 sunburned, 是太阳晒过的。黝黑的脸。
Yeah, so he just went to some place where the sun was shining a lot, so he got sunburned. He 晒黑了。
对，晒黑了。风餐露宿嘛，毕竟是服役人员啊、mm-hmm. 军队人员。好，这个表达很有趣。Narrowed his eyes. Narrow 是窄，使什么东西狭窄。使眼睛狭窄是什么意思？大家想想。你的眼睛慢慢慢慢的变窄了，是不是就是眯起眼了
？Yeah, to make smaller in width, to narrow, 窄。
哎，对，哎，就这样 ，narrow, 稍微眯起眼，就去 note 是注意 the exact time, 他是紧紧的、认真的注视着钟表上的时间。
His heart was pounding with a beat that choked him.
这一句话写出了这个故事主人公啊那种紧张的、焦急的心情。他的心呢是在 pounding, 我们听到 Nick 老师模仿的那个心、
yeah.
心跳
boom 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 boom
pounding, 心跳在蹦蹦蹦的跳，砰砰砰的跳动 with a beat 是节奏
yeah,
同时也是你的心跳声
a bass like the pattern that your heart makes when it sounds
他那个心跳声啊已经跳到了嗓子眼儿，几乎要 choke him,choke 使他窒息了。
Yeah, you always have that when you're very nervous or when you're very scared, then you feel your heart pounding very high in your throat and then you can't breathe anymore.
对，心跳快的呀，那个，哎呦，感觉这，哎呀，感觉呼吸都喘不过气来。
Mm-hmm. In 6 minutes, he would see the woman who had filled such a special place in his life for the past 18 months.
就还有几分钟了啊，就还有6分钟了 ,in 6 minutes.
Yeah, so he's really like counting down. He's really counting how many minutes longer he has to wait for her.
很明显他是提前到了、mm-hmm. 然后呢开始在倒计时。哎呀还有6分钟了，他就会见到这样的一位人了。这个人后面用了整个一个大从句来修饰他。Who had filled such a special place in his life? Fill a place. 在某处占据着什么地位。
Yeah, she had taken a position. She had taken a spot in his life.
Oh, taken a position.
Yeah.
Or taken a spot in one's life.
A certain status. Like, everyone who is important to you has a certain place in your life. Like, your mother is not at the same place as your cat, but they both have a place in your life.
就好像我们的心里呢，有许许多多的位置和空格，可以分配给不同的人。
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
但不是说每一个我们遇到的人都会在我们的心里留下位置。
No, doesn't fit.
是吧？有的呢，他根本就没有感觉。
Exactly.
有的呢，可能给他一个小小的位置。有的呢，给他大大的一块地方。
exactly.
是吧？就是 fill a special place。很明显，这个人啊，在他心里是留下了一种特别的位置，一个特别的印象 in his life for the past 18 months 啊、哦，18个月也得一年半了。
The woman he had never seen, yet whose words had sustained him unfailingly.
又是一句话。哎呀，就把这个要见面的女性形象啊给勾勒出来了。说这个女性她都没见过。The woman he had never seen yet.
Yeah, he had never saw her before.
但是她的什么 ?words.
Her words had sustained him unfailingly.
这个表达真的用得很好。Sustain 是一种支持、支撑和承托的力量。
Yeah, she had...Like, pulled him through all kinds of trouble and sad feelings and tough situations just with her words. Unfailingly.、
嗯、fail 本来就是失败的意思 Unfail 就是没有失败的
Yeah, there is just constantly, like, never was there a moment that she did not support him, that she did not sustain him.
什么样的事情能够 sustain unfailingly 呢？就是完全是不知疲倦的，或者是毫无意外状况的、
mm-hmm. yeah.
这种支撑叫什么叫同舟共济荣辱与共、
mm-hmm.
可以这么说那就是精神支柱了是吧从未见过面但是个文字呢已经成为他这段岁月当中的精神支柱
He was going to hear her voice now
全是这个男主的内心活动描写、
mm-hmm.
Be going to do something 马上即将要做某事了 Hear her voice now 要听到她的声音了
4 minutes to 6.
还有四分钟就六点了。
A girl passed closer to him.
这个时候一个女孩 passed closer, 是怎么样通过她呢是擦肩而过。
And Lieutenant Blandford started. She was wearing a flower. But it was not the little red rose they had agreed upon.
这里要讲解一下。男主人公 LT Blandford started.这个 started 是什么？开始吗
？Yeah, well, he started to walk to her. He started to like turn towards her. So, yeah, to start it means like to go towards someone, to approach someone.
然后就开始朝他挪动步伐过去了，
mm-hmm.
或者是说也有点稍微吓了一跳的意思。好，开始朝这边走过去。哎，一看这个对方呢，他也带了一朵花，身上别了一朵花。She was wearing a flower,
but.It was not the little red rose they had agreed upon.
Agreed upon, 就什么达成一致，就什么彼此同意。Agreed upon something.
Yeah, to agree upon something, that means to 同意 about something.
他身上呢是别着一朵花呢，毫无疑问。但是呢，却并不是他们约定好的小红玫瑰。Was not the little red rose.
Yeah, it was not. Besides, this girl was only about...18.
再说了，这个女孩的年纪看上去大概也就只有18岁左右吧。
And Hollis Maynell had told him she was 30.
哦，但是他的这位，是吧？这位朋友呢，叫 Hollis Maynell, 霍利斯梅内尔却告诉过他说，他其实已经30岁了。She was 30.
What of it? He had answered. I'm 32.
这句话 what of it 什么意思啊？我们口语里可以学习一下。
Well, it doesn't matter. That's what he says.
What's the matter?
Yeah, it doesn't matter that you're 30. That's very nice to hear.
就是年龄有什么关系呢？说明他其实不看重年龄。
Yeah,
年龄有什么关系 ？She had answered. 他说了，我还32岁呢。
He was 29.
但实际上他根本没有那么大。
Yeah, so he was very afraid that she would not like him very much anymore if he said that he would be younger than her, even though it's only 1 year difference.
这也很正常，这个网友交流当中有些信息未必是真实的。
Yep. It happens a lot that like guys kind of lie about their age if they know that the girl they like is a little bit older than them.
男生女生都可能会对自己的年龄撒谎。
Mm-hmm.
是不是？那很多人还修改自己的年龄呢，还光明正大的修改自己的年龄了。
Yeah. I always say age is just a number.
是吧？朱莉老师认为年龄其实就是一个数字而已。
Mm-hmm.
真的，我也觉得是怎么，我也这么认为。
You're as old as you feel.
有时候一个人年纪再大又怎样？你心智还是很稚嫩的，还是只是一个小孩而已，是吧？ Mm-hmm. 有的人虽然年纪不大，但是心智已经很成熟了啊，年龄不是那么重要。
His mind went back to that book, the book the Lord Himself must have put into his hands out of the hundreds.Of army military books sent to the Florida training camp. Throughout the book were notes in a woman's writing. He had always hated that writing in habit, but these remarks were different. He had never believed that a woman could see into a man's heart so tenderly, so understandingly. Her name was on the book plate, Hollis Maynell.He had got hold of a New York City telephone book and found her address. He had written, she had answered. Next day, he had been shipped out, but they had gone on writing. For 13 months, she had faithfully replied. When his letter did not arrive, she wrote anyway. And now he believed he loved her, and she loved him, but she had refused.All his pleas to send him her photograph. She had explained, if your feeling for me had no reality, what I look like won't matter. Suppose I am beautiful. I'd always be haunted that you had been taking a chance on just that, and that kind of love would disgust me. Suppose that I'm plain, and you must admit that this is more likely, then I'd always fear that you were only going on writing because you were lonely and had no one else. No, don't ask for my picture. When you come to New York, you shall see me, and then you shall make your own decision.
His mind went back to that book. The book the Lord himself must have put into his hands out of the hundreds of army library books sent to the Florida training camp.
文章开始了倒叙啊，故事的原委一一道来了。His mind, 他的思绪呢又回到了那本书上。那样的一本书呢是 Lord himself.
Yeah, he's very religious. He believes in God.
God, 对。可能就是 God, 啊上天呢 himself, must have put into his hand. 他相信是缘分。他相信是缘分呢、mm-hmm. 让这个上天啊从军队图书馆里成百上千的图书当中精心挑选出来一本送到他手里的书。他认为是缘分使然。
Yeah, he thinks it's destiny, it's faith, something from above that made him choose that one book.
对，你说这个军队图书馆里确实有很多的书，对吧
？Yeah, hundreds.
为什么他偏偏就读到这一本了呢？他相信是 Lord himself must have put into his hand out of the hundreds. Out of 是从什么什么中，从 hundreds of army library books 军队图书馆里的这些书，以千计的书当中 ，sent to the Florida training camp 是在他们佛罗里达训练营时候。
Throughout the book.Were notes in a woman's writing.
这本书啊，怪就怪在哪儿呢？怪在它整个书里，全书都是一位女性手写的批注。Notes in a woman's writing.
Well, how does he know it's a woman's writing? I'm sorry, guys, but women just can write prettier than men.
Oh, 是吗?
Yeah, it's definitely true. I'm not sure in Chinese, though, but like in Our, like, alphabet, so to say, is really, you can see the difference.
可能有些书呢是别人捐赠的、
mm-hmm.
很可能是吧因为图书嘛这个东西都在这个世间就是
Could be.
是吧就在世间走来走去很可能你看过的一本书就捐到哪个小学去了啊，或者是捐到哪个地区去了他就流浪到那个地方去了那他的这本书呢就很奇怪他拿在手里看的时候里边全是一个女性的批注
He had always hated that writing in habit
其实他本人吧特别讨厌那种在书上乱写字儿的这种习惯叫 writing in habit
Yeah, I also would not like that like borrowing a book with other people's writing in it
对呀、啊，你看你喜不喜欢这种习惯吧？借了一本书，里边全是别人的勾勾画画。
But these remarks were different.
Here, remarks means words.
Yeah, the notes. The notes that the woman had made.
嗯，但是这本书里的这些批注呢，却有种与众不同的感觉。
So, understandingly,
he had never believed.
He had never believed that a woman could see into a man's heart so tenderly, so understandingly.
怎么讲呢？
So he really never, yeah, he never would have believed that a woman could understand a text so well and in a way that really touched his heart.
对了。就是说呢，他觉得这个批注写得还挺好的
，Yeah，
而且他也没有想到说，哎，这个一个人怎么能够把一个书读得这么透彻呢
？Yeah， by reading her remarks， he really thought like， whoa， she understands me， she understands how I feel about this book， she understands like what it's like to be a guy。
哎，关键是我在读这本书的时候。哎，为什么我产生的感觉跟他读这本书产生的感觉是一样的呢？
嗯哼，
啊，这种共鸣啊，就完全就是人与人之间联系的那种基础。就是人与人之间一定要有共同点，大家才能说话说到一块儿去。
Yeah.
你认同这个事情，我也认同这个事情，是吧？这都是志同道合嘛。他就觉得说，哎 ，he never believed， 他还从来没有相信过，怎么可能会有一个女性能够 see into a man's heart？So tenderly, tender 是非常的温和 ，understandingly 是非常的透彻。可能这本书就是描写的男性也说不一定哈。
嗯哼，
他就觉得，哎，他怎么能够理解的这么到位呢
？Her name was on the book plate.
Book plate,
that is a page, a separate page in a book where you can write your name if you're the owner of that book.
哦，藏书票上，赫然写着他的名字，叫做。
Hollis Manel.
嗯，赫里斯·梅内尔。
He had got hold of a New York City telephone book and found her address.
Got hold 是
Well, he found out where he could buy a telephone book.、
拿来了，他就拿来了一本啊，纽约市的那种类似于像黄页电话簿吧，啊，是吧？
嗯哼
，New York City telephone book
and It sounds so old-fashioned, you know.
对啊。
I still remember, like, using a telephone book when I was a kid.
Yellow page.
Yeah, yellow pages. Oh, that was such a thing. But now, I even remember how my dad taught me how to, like, find someone's phone number in the telephone book.
是吧？好好老的传统了。
So,
它是一个电话簿，他就找来纽约的电话簿，然后就查到他的地址了。然后呢 ，he had written， 他就开始写信了。
She had answered.
然后呢，对方也还回信了。
Next day, he had been shipped out.
可是就在第二天，他就 shipped out. Being shipped out, 被派往海外呢，可能就是执行任务去了。
Yeah, he was sent to another country to probably to fight.
And?
But they had gone on writing.
Go on doing something, 继续做某事。但是他们的通信呢，却并没有因此而中断。
For 13 months, she had faithfully replied.
整整13个月，对方都在非常诚心诚意的回信。Faithfully replied. Faithfully replied.
Yeah, she was very devout, very loyal. She never stopped replying to him.
非常认真。
When his letters did not arrive, she wrote anyway.
因为这边可能在军营里啊，有时候不方便，
嗯、
所以呢 ，when his letters didn't arrive， 即便是这边的信啊，军队这边的信还没到呢，他你这边也会给他写信。
And now he believed he loved her。
哎，这个时候，军官这边呢就相信，哎，他觉得他还是可能会爱上他了。
And she loved him。
他相信对方可能也会爱他。
But she had refused all his pleas to send him her photograph.
但是有点奇怪的是，这个 Hollis 这边呢，就完全拒绝了这边的 plea. Plea 是一种请求和恳求。
Yeah, a plea is a very urgent, strong request you make. You say, please, please, please give me your photograph. And she said no.
啊，对了 ，please 是一种诚恳的请求，但是呢，他都拒绝了他这边想要他一张照片的那种 please。
She had explained.
他解释到说
，If your feeling for me had no reality, what I look like won't matter.
好，这是句中的一个核心的句子，请老师来解释一下。
Yeah, so she starts with, if your feeling for me had no reality. That means that his feeling would be, like, if his feeling would always be there, no matter in what circumstances they would live, no matter how reality would be like, then what she would look like won't matter. So, simply put, she says, if you really feel love for me, if you really appreciate who I am, then it doesn't matter how I look like.
后面一句是我长什么样有什么重要吗？前面一句是 if your feeling for me had no reality, 意思就是说如果你对我的这种感觉完全不基于现实的基础的话，那么我长什么样子有什么重要呢？大家去理解这句话啊。
Suppose I am beautiful.
那你就假如我长得很漂亮吧，就假想我长得很漂亮吧。
I'd always be haunted that you had been taking a chance on just that.
对吧 ?being haunted, 就是被一种不好的感觉时时的环绕着。
Yeah, that something is like torturing you, and something that is like haunting you is like making you crazy and think about that all the time.
比如说我长得很漂亮吧，那我一直会被这样的想法所困扰，那就是你不过就是在 taking a chance on that. Taking a chance, 就是
Just
利用或者是说喜欢我的外貌罢了。
And that kind of love would disgust me.
那样的话，那样的一种爱的话，那会真的让我很反感。他用了一个词 disgust, 使某人感到很难受。
Yeah. She really doesn't like that kind of superficial love.
那么假如说我长得很平凡呢？
Suppose that I'm plain.
诶，大家看这个词 plain 啊，其实它指人的面容容貌的时候，就是指相貌平平，貌不惊人 plain.
Yeah, she doesn't say ugly, but plain is, 很土。
哦，相貌平平。
Yeah, it's like normal, like not extremely beautiful.
就完全是大众的样子啊。
Yeah, but also not like very ugly or something.
一点不出众。
Mm-hmm. And you must admit that this is more likely.
括号里说呀，你必须承认哦，这种可能性是更大的。
Then, I'd always fear that you were only going on writing because...You were lonely and had no one else.
那这样的话，我又会觉得你要是跟我通信，是不是仅仅是因为 because you are lonely?
嗯哼，
可能和内心孤独啊，无人倾诉啊 ，and had no one else.
Yeah, so she's afraid that yeah, if she would be plain and not looking extremely attractive, that he would only write to her because he was bored, because he was lonely, because there was no one else. But if another girl would pass by.And she was more beautiful, then he would stop writing.
所以他说 ,no,
don't ask for my picture.
不要向我要照片。看来这个女性还是比较有个性。
Yeah, she has a very strong character.
When
you come to New York, you shall see me, and then you shall make your own decision.
好了。你来纽约的时候呢就会见到我了。到时候呢你再做决定也不迟。
1:06. Lieutenant Branford's heart leaped higher than his plane had ever done. A young woman was coming toward him. Her figure was long and slim. Her blonde hair lay back in curls from her delicate ears. Her eyes were blue as flowers. Her lips and chin had a gentle firmness.In her pale green suit, she was like springtime come alive. He started toward her, entirely forgetting to notice that she was wearing no rose, and as he moved, a small, provocative smile curved her lips. "Going my way, soldier?" she murmured. Uncontrollably, he made one step closer to her. Then...He saw Hollis Maynell. She was standing almost directly behind the girl, a woman well past 40, her graying hair tucked under a worn hat. She was more than plump. Her thick ankled feet were thrust into low-heeled shoes, but she wore a red rose on her crumpled coat. The girl in the green suit was walking quickly away. Blanford felt as though he were being split in two. So keen was his desire to follow the girl, yet so deep was his longing for the woman whose spirit had truly companioned and upheld his own. And there she stood. Her pale, plump face was gentle and sensible. He could see that now. Her gray eyes had a warm, kindly twinkle.
1 minute to six. Lieutenant Blandford's heart leaped higher than his plane had ever done. A young woman was coming toward him.
就在还有一分钟到六点的时候, 这个布兰福德中尉啊,心跳的速度已经 leaped higher than his plane had ever done. 比他的那个什么,
yeah, his plane, like his airplane.
他的驾驶的飞机都还要快了,那速度。 看来还是个战斗兵,心跳的速度是从来没有这么快过。
A young woman was coming toward him.
确实有一位年轻的女士向他走过来了。
Her figure was long and slim.
Figure这个词,做名词的时候,专指女性的身材。 她的figure,她整个身形身条呢,是很 是长长的,修长的,而且slim,slim是真的是指身材修长,身材很好。
苗条?
苗条,就像Julie老师这样。
I think so. Oh, no, I know. I thought like it was 苗条, so I was like, oh yeah, that is the word.
对,就是Julie老师这样的哈, 苗条修长。
Nah. Her blonde hair lay back in curls from her delicate ears.
哎呀,不仅是身材修长。 头发也非常的美丽, blonde hair, 金色的卷发, laid back in curls. Laid back 是散落到什么? 后面, in curls, 卷卷的, 卷发呢, 散落在后面, from her delicate ears. 耳朵是小巧玲珑又精致啊。
Her eyes were as blue as flowers.
眼睛啊, 蓝, 就像什么? 像什么花朵一样。 蓝色的双眸像花朵一样的美丽动人。
I wonder now which flowers are actually blue, but...
诶,这位老师眼睛什么颜色? 绿色。 你眼睛是蓝绿色。
Yeah, it's a mix between green and blue or something. I also still don't know, but...
蓝绿色。
It depends on the light, I guess.
很漂亮,我觉得就跟您这个奖项挺相似的,金发女孩。All
Dutch women look like that.
然后呢,很漂亮,双唇和下巴呢?
Her lips and chin had a gentle firmness.
Lips,双唇,chin是下巴,都有一种什么?
A gentle firmness.
Firmless,就是一种很柔和的那种轮廓。Yeah,
they were soft... But also very, like, strong at the same time. So her face was not, like, being chubby or something, or being, like, very, like, soft. But it was very strong.
对,这个我们会觉得什么样的脸比较美?
Sharp, I guess.
这脸的轮廓不能太锐利,太硬朗,但是也不能完全没有轮廓。 所以这个不硬,不软正好,gentle, firmless.
In her pale green suit, she was like springtime come alive.
她身上是穿着一种淡绿色的外套, pale green suit.
Yeah.
她就像是春天般生气勃勃。He
started toward her.
然后,她就开始迎着她走过去了。Entirely
forgetting to notice that she was wearing... No, rose.
但是他完全忘记了。哎呀,这位女士的外套上根本就没有佩戴任何的玫瑰花。And,
as he moved, a small, provocative smile curved her lips.
就在他低头走过去的时候呢,这位女孩,年轻的金发女郎,是嘴角上扬,露出了一种带有 provocative, 带有挑衅意味的微笑。Very
attractive, provocative.
挑衅意味的微笑说
Going my way, soldier.
同路吗?士兵。
She murmured.
她是低声地说道,喃喃自语, murmured.
uncontrollably. He made one step closer to her.
但是这位军官完全没有控制住自己，又朝他的方向呢走了一步。
Then, he saw Hollis Manel.
就在这个时候，他好像见到了霍利斯梅内尔。
She was standing almost directly behind the girl.
她几乎就直接地站在这个女孩的身后。
A woman, well past 40, her graying hair tucked under a worn hat.
这是一个怎样的女性呢？大概有40多岁。头发呢，已经有些花白了。Tucked under a worn hat, 盘在她那一顶破旧的帽子下面。
She was more than plump.
Plump, 形容一个女性的身体是非常的
a bit chubby.
丰满、啊、身体还不仅是稍微胖胖的，可能是非常的丰满。
Her thick ankled feet were thrust into low-heeled shoes.
而且呢，她的双脚是有什么厚实的踝关节 ,thick ankle.很粗的这个踝关节呢。
Yeah, she had very broad ankles, so like she was a bit chubby, so her ankles were also a bit chubby.
Thrust into, 几乎是塞在一双 low-heeled, 低跟鞋里。
But she wore a red rose on her crumpled coat.
Crumpled coat, 皱巴巴的外衣。可是她的皱巴巴的外衣上却别着一朵红玫瑰呀。
The girl in the green suit,was walking quickly away.
而与此同时，那个绿衣的女孩却匆匆离去了。
Blandford felt as though he were being split in two.
此时此刻，这个布兰福德中尉内心的感受简直是感觉到自己仿佛已经被割裂成了两半。As though he were
been
split into two.
In such a dilemma, like, I want to follow the girl that I really thought was so beautiful, but...This woman here is Hollis Manel. He really was interested in her.
这个时候理智和情感就开始在交锋了。
So keen was his desire to follow the girl.
对，如实，内心的情感是非常如实的。哎呀，太渴望了。他的内心是多么想跟随那个女孩。So keen was his desire to follow the girl.
Yet so deep was his longing for the woman whose spirit had truly companioned and upheld his own.
但是另一方面呢，他又深深的渴望着去见这个真真切切的与他心灵相伴，并且已经什么几乎快成为他精神朋友的。
Yeah, he really was like looking for the one who he had a very spiritual connection, a very like emotional understanding.
嗯，两个词，一个是 so keen, 一个是 so deep, so longing for.
嗯哼。Yeah, he was keen and longing at the same time. And there she stood. Her pale, plump face was gentle and sensible.
可是她现在就站在她的面前。There she stood. Her pale, 苍白, plump, 圆润的脸庞 was gentle, 显得很温柔, 又 sensible, 通情达理。
He could see that now.
她能够看得出来。
Her gray eyes...had a warm, kindly twinkle.
灰色的眼睛里呢，闪烁的是一种温和和亲切的光芒。A warm, kindly twinkle. 一般的人现在会怎么决定？
Yeah, how would you respond to this? What would you do? Would you follow the pretty girl? Or would you actually talk to Hollis Manel?
可能两者都想要吧。
I would also be torn in two, to be honest.
这还真是一种现场要做决定的纠结啊。
Lieutenant Branford did not hesitate. His fingers gripped the small, worn, blue leather copy of Human Bondage, which was to identify him to her. This would not be love, but it would be something precious. Something, perhaps, even rather than love, a friendship for which he had been and must ever be grateful.He squared his broad shoulders, saluted, and held the book out toward the woman, although, even while he spoke, he felt shocked by the bitterness of his disappointment. I'm Lieutenant Branford, and you are Miss Maynell. I'm so glad you could meet me, May I take you to dinner? The woman's face broadened in a tolerant smile. I don't know what this is all about, son, she answered. That young lady in the green suit, the one who just went by, begged me to wear this rose on my coat, and she said that if you asked me to go out with you, I should tell you that she's waiting for you in that big restaurant across the street. She said it was some kind of test. I've got two boys with Uncle Sam myself, so I didn't mind to oblige you.
Lieutenant Blandford did not hesitate.
你看这个时候的布兰福德却丝毫没有犹豫。
His fingers gripped the small, worn, blue letter copy of human bondage.
他的手紧握着 ,grip, 是紧紧握着这个动作。那本薄薄的啊，已经都快翻得破烂的 ,worn, blue, 蓝色皮革封面的 human bondage.
That's the title of the book.
原来这本他俩共同看的书叫做人性的枷锁。
Which was to identify him to her.
这本书可以证明他的身份 ,identify, 向谁谁谁证明自己的身份、
mm-hmm.
向对方呢证明自己的身份。
So she would wear the rose and he would have the book.
对了对方女方呢就带着玫瑰花男方呢就带着书。
This would not be a love, but it would be something precious, something perhaps even rarer than love.
这句话的意思就有趣了他就说可能呢这并不是一种 love.
Yeah,
这可能不是爱情。
This is like a compromise he makes with himself. He feels like he really must speak to Hollis Manel, and even though he hoped that she was, like, attractive and that he would like her, like, the way she looked, he was thinking like, okay, well, it might not be love, but we might have something more better even.
对出于诚信呢他还是上去准备还是要跟这个梅奈尔女士打招呼了是吧但是他心里想的是如果是刚才那个漂亮女孩呢就跟她发展爱情。
嗯哼
如果是这个女士呢那我的想法现在就是说可能就不会是爱情但是依旧会很珍贵。Would be something precious. 很珍贵、yeah. ,something perhaps even rarer than love. Rare, 就是罕见的少有的珍贵的。但是可能会比爱情呢更加的弥足珍贵和珍惜。
A friendship for which he had been and must ever be grateful.
是一段他曾经拥有而且呢必须永远心存感激的友情。A friendship for which he had been and must ever be grateful. 他是这么来像自己。
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's how he kind of convinces himself that this is the right thing to do. He should just say hello to her and just take her out and take it as it is. Don't, like, think about his expectations.
这还是很有绅士风度的是吧、
yeah.
我们看到有的网友一见面以后本来带着花的一看见对方哎花一扔到垃圾堆人就不见了。
Yeah, indeed. I mean, a lot of people do that, actually. It's very superficial if you think about it.
好我们来看他如何表现的。
He squared his broad shoulders.
Squared his broad. 宽宽的肩膀呢他把它挺直了。
Yeah, he made his back straight and he made his shoulders broad. He saluted like the soldiers all do. They put their hands to their head and they say a salutation.
还敬了个礼 saluted.
And held the book out toward the woman.
然后把那本书呢就递给了那位女士了。
Although, even while he spoke, he felt shocked by the bitterness of his disappointment.
怎么说呢？尽管他在说这些话的时候，他内心啊，还是因为痛苦、失望而受到了很大的冲击。Shocked by the bitterness of this disappointment.
Yeah, he was actually shocked that he was so disappointed that he was so superficial, actually.
对，因为他觉得理想和现实的差异啊，实在是太大了。
嗯哼。I'm Lieutenant John Blandford.
开始做自我介绍。
And you are Miss Manel.
对，我是约翰·布兰福德中尉。您是梅奈尔女士吧
？I'm so glad you could meet me.
很高兴您能来见我。
May May I take you out to dinner?
我能请您吃晚餐吗?
The woman's face broadened in a tolerant smile.
然后那位女士呢，是露出了一种非常宽容的微笑啊。
I don't know what this is all about, son.
她说，孩子，我不明白这是怎么一回事。
She answered, That young lady in the green suit, the one who just went by, begged me to wear this rose on my coat.
是刚才经过的那一位啊，穿绿色外衣的女孩，她请求我把这朵玫瑰花别在我的外套上。
And she said that if you asked me to go out with you, I should tell you that she's waiting for you in that big restaurant across the street.
哦，她还说呀，她还说如果你要约我的话，那我就告诉你，她正在街对面的那家大餐厅等你。
She said it was some kind of a test.
她说这是某种考验。
I've got two boys with Uncle Sam myself, so I didn't mind to oblige you.
我自己已经有两个男孩了哈。
Yeah.
山姆大叔已经有两个男孩了。
She already has two sons and she's already married and...
I don't mind to oblige you.
Yeah.
我不介意帮你忙哦。
Yeah, she doesn't mind helping him out.
嗯，哎，就是这么一个意料之外又在情理之中的故事哈。
So the lady in the green coat was actually Hollis Manel. But Hollis Manel gave him the final test. She gave the rose to someone who looked plain. Someone who was not as good looking as her. Just to see if Lieutenant Blandford would actually do what he promised. If he would actually...like be willing to interact with her in reality, even though she might not be looking very good.
说明这个梅内尔女士呢也还是挺有个性和想法的。
Yeah.
很显然她也不喜欢肤浅的男性是不是
She doesn't want a superficial man, and she's right to do so. I mean, beauty fades. Beauty is not like everlasting. Plus, it's very subjective, right? Like, in...Even between countries, between cultures, all beauty standards are totally different to begin with.
这个故事当年还引发过这个社会的讨论嘛。大家就说这个文学的功能之一就是你要反向的解读真实的人生。他写的这个故事啊，这个中尉的反应是很真实的。他就是很失望。
Yeah.
他就是很失望，这是真实的。所以说这个故事的背后是反映着一个让女性非常伤感的事实，就是他们必须接受这个社会赋予他们对于容貌的评判。
Yeah, and I think that every woman, everyone actually deserves a partner who loves them for who they are and not for how they look like.
对啊，所以就说嘛，现在咱们就说一种比较健康的一种价值观，就是说要 appreciate the woman as who she is.
Exactly. Appreciate women as they are. Appreciate them regardless of how much they look like that fashion model or like how pretty their eyes are, of course.
一个人的价值是一个综合体，它不仅仅只是外貌。就一个人就好像一个 iPhone 一样，是吧？长得好看只是它的样子，它里面还有很多，还有 CPU 啊，是吧？还有摄像头啊，还有各种各样的东西，才能组合起来成为一个整体嘛。
Yeah, but we all age. We all get older. We cannot beat that. So beauty fades eventually.
很多女性内在有优秀的品质，有丰富的内涵，但是都被隔绝在一些浅显的容貌的屏障之外了。这是很可惜的事情。
Yeah.
是吧？希望我们的时代能够逐渐赋予女性被公平以待的一种新标准。再说了，现在的女性其实要求也挺高的，也不可能，或者是说
especially like
不喜欢自己被接受，不公平的看待是吧？
Definitely, like the demands, the pressure on both women and men nowadays is pretty high to be successful, but also to look good, to be healthy, to like have everything organized, to have your life in order by age 25. And it's very, very stressful if you think about it. So it would just be nice if you would find a boyfriend or a girlfriend who would like you for who you are and don't give you any pressure to be perfect.
对， 现在女性青睐的男性也有共同点，比如说都喜欢那种从内心里尊重女性、善待女性的男孩，是吧？然后现在越来越多的妇女之友出现了，什么闺蜜啊之类出现，就是一种趋势的表现，说明妇女之友出现才是一种新男性的一种 new sexy, 新性感。
I think strong is the new sexy, and you can be strong in many ways.
现在说 smart is the new sexy.
Smart is the new sexy. Totally agree with that.
妇女之友是一种 new sexy. 但这些是开玩笑的说法啊。
Free women is sexy. That's totally true too.
对了 ,mutual respect, 永远都是相互尊重啊。
I think that's the sexiest of everything.
啊，我们选这篇文章的目的呢，就是让大家了解一下，就是什么样的文章它曾经引发过一些社会的讨论啊，对于价值观、女性价值的讨论啊，怎样。在这样的2019年的这个38国际妇女节到来的时候啊，给大家带来一篇这样的文章，很有意义，促使我们对于女性价值的一种再认识吧，一种思考。
Mm-hmm. Wish you all a very good Women's Day and like enjoy it.
好，祝大家有一个愉快的一周，我们下次见。
See you next time. Bye bye.